I couldn't help myself. It was triple sweets. I have no guilt, no remorse. Oh, God. He never knew what hit him. It's about 3 minutes after 6 o'clock with the Grease ready to begin the big game. Ready to fight the great fight, 4321-101, 1-800-33-DC-101. Feel free to dial me up at any time for any reason, and we'll swap stories. You see Woody Allen squirming last night on 60 Minutes? God, what a mess that is. What a mess. And there's Mia saying that he molested one of the kids. New York Post this morning says he may be tired of Sunni after all, and may be cutting her loose. I tell you, in life, a man has to realize, and I guess this goes for women too, there's certain hobble that's available to you that you're just not allowed to have. Like Woody, admittedly somewhat geek-like, member of the 45-pound bench press club, if he's lucky, he could still, with his notoriety, fame, and cash, if he was bound and determined to have an 18-year-old lava, he could find one, right? He could find one. But which one does he have to pick? The one that almost called him daddy part of his life. Now, she's a grown woman. There's no genetic interplay here. I mean, technically, what he did was legal. It didn't pass the sniff test. It was morally questionable, but still. But that particular cooter should not have been stopped by Woody. He may be able to have that one, but you're not allowed to take that particular one. In life, you're not allowed to nail your wife's children. You just don't do that. It may be legal. You may be allowed to do it. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you'll be. Now, that's probably what heightened the spice of it, though. Because after having seen her walking through Central Park, buying her first Frisbee, watching as she nursed that first puppy through its irksome stages, that probably was part of the turn-on. Because the part of the turn-on of the cooter you're not supposed to take is the fact that you can't believe you're having it. The thought that little Soon Yi, who he pounced on his knee all those years, has finally grown into womanhood. The fact that, oh, God, the sickness of it all, that she could possibly be Mia's adopted daughter and that he could be putting the stones to her. He was like, man, he was so tender a cat couldn't have scratched it. I mean, oh, God. And I guess that's part of the allure of it all, but he did pay the price for that ultimate Ingus. He paid the price. I just can't picture him there with that Polaroid camera snapping shots. But he paid the price. And now he's getting Valentines with knives and needles stuck in him. He'll be the butt of jokes, the humiliation. And a couple that was once in love now hates each other's guts. I think I'm going to start doing a psycho alert. In the paper yesterday, speaking of hating each other's guts, there's a story of this girl tried to break up with a guy. He wouldn't have it. Shot her. Killed himself. It's in there every other day. I don't mention it because there's no real bits to do about it. And it's tragic, but you should be aware of it in life. Speaking of hobble, gobble, and wobble, here's today's installment. A woman arriving for work at Miami International Airport was shot and critically wounded by her estranged husband, who then killed himself. She was in the process of getting a divorce, had just been driven there by another man. Her estranged husband fired several shots from a .38 caliber revolver. He then fired the gun into his own chest. The woman's in critical condition. Every day it happens. I mean, when Woody met Mia, think about it. They danced, they went for little buggy rides in Central Park, they smooched, they swapped stories. Little did he know that one day she'd be like, you don't think about that when you're first dating. You don't think that one day she'll send you Valentines with needles stuck in the children. You don't think about it. You don't think about the days. Oh, sure. You think about the park and the love. You don't think about the one day she's like, you get this phone call. You don't think about it. Well, you should think about it. Before you unsheathe that bad boy. Think about it. The world's crazy. And some people just don't care. They don't care about the... What could happen? The aftermath of... No. All I'm thinking about is that momentary voiding... of the... Then I'm thinking about the implications of what could happen down the pike. Long after the passion has subsided. Then what? I guess, on the one hand, I got to admire Oscar Grease Minnelli. My own father was a man who lived without shame, without guilt. He didn't know the word, conscience. It didn't exist in that man. I remember when my mother, my beloved mother, was admitted to the hospital with a bowel blockage. She was bent over in agony. I'll never forget. We dropped her off at the emergency room. We let her in there. The doctor said, my God, how long has this been going on? Daddy said, I don't know. She'd been complaining, driving me nuts. Couldn't hear the ball game last night. I'd say about 3 days. Doctor, 3 days, she's had this blockage. Nurse, prepare this woman for immediate admission. Ready, operating room number 2. My God. And as they wheeled my mother down the hallway. IV bottle jiggling. Gurney squeaking. Daddy ran after the doc, said, Doc, Doc. The doctor said, yes, what is it? Daddy smiled and said, well, Doc, as long as you're admitting my wife here, is there any way you could issue me a loaner?
No more stinking Mondays. In-studio audience Monday. The Grease Man, DC 101.